I'm Brian Schrader with this update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, mostly sunny today with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Sports betting begins today at noon in North Carolina. There are 8 sports betting companies that will begin taking bets today right from your phone. The CFO of BetMGM, which is one of those 8 companies, says the whole industry is focused on North Carolina right now, as I'm sure you can tell from the commercials you're seeing on TV, radio, and online. Sports betting companies are not the only ones who will be big winners when sports betting legalization begins today. The athletic departments at smaller schools and the UNC system stand to make millions of dollars as well. All UNC system schools, except UNC Chapel Hill and NC State, will receive a share of the tax revenue from mobile sports gambling. Could mean more than $1 million per year. Tax revenue from betting also will go to gambling addiction education and treatment programs. Today, we're expecting a man charged with killing his 20-year-old wife to take the stand in his own defense. Prosecutors say that Eric Hernandez-Mendez stabbed NC State student Christina Matos to death in the couple's apartment. In court on Friday, the prosecution read some of the text messages the couple exchanged. Look for updates from the courtroom today on WRAL News. And in Johnston County, flags will be lowered to half-staff this week to honor long-serving Commissioner Tony Braswell. He died Saturday at the age of 79. Braswell was a veteran and once served as the mayor of the town of Pine Level. That's a look at some of our top stories on a Monday. I'm Brian Schrader.